feel like Rip Van Winkle. I do. I feel like I just woke up after a very long sleep, and the world has changed around me. It's just amazing when I look around and I think about the way things were, even as recently as the last podcast that I broadcast, and the way things are now. Things have changed immeasurably. This has been a year of incredible upheaval. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. It is 2020, of course. And things have just been roaring along and changing constantly, and I've been in a kind of limbo as a human being. But I have been nevertheless continuing to move forward as a writer, continuing to write books and stories and make things happen on the publishing front. So I have to say, I've been making the most of my time. But nevertheless, things have really been in upheaval. And anyway, here I am again doing a podcast. I haven't done one for months. I think the last one was in July. This is the 19th edition. We're almost to the big 20, the big 2-0. And I guess I just got away from it for a while. There was just so much other stuff to deal with and so much writing to do and so much upheaval and chaos. And I just sort of set it aside, as happens sometimes in life, right? But I'm back. That's all that counts, right? You should just accept me as the prodigal Bob. Welcome back, Bob. Give me a big embrace. Give me a big cheer. Come on. I know you want to, because I'm cheering for you, because you're still here. You're still listening to me. And that's a good thing. Count your blessings, because I am big time. Yeah, 2020's been a real rock'em sock'em year. We've all been taking a pounding, it's safe to say. And yet, you know, here we are, and we're trying to muddle through. Things have changed. We have a new president-elect. The virus is getting out of control again. It's really escalating and tearing through the country. The economy's starting to, I don't know, it's been floundering for a while, and now it's really not doing well. So things have just been nutty. The day after Thanksgiving when I'm recording this, and that's kind of amazing because it was a Thanksgiving unlike any other in my memory. It was one in which I had dinner at home with my wife, and that's it. Nobody else, no guests. And it was really a strange situation, but it was for the best because, you know, the COVID is out there, and we live in a small town in Pennsylvania. And it's Johnstown, it's called. It's about 2 hours to the east of Pittsburgh. And Johnstown has been kind of lightly touched by COVID for a long time, for many months. We really were not impacted in a major way. I think primarily because there were some measures taken early on that kind of, you know, held it back. But recently it's just been going berserk. And so we've been lying low, and we did not have company, and we did not visit other people, and we did not go out to eat. We stayed here, and it was a very nice time, a very delicious dinner. Everything was great. And I got a lot of writing done and publishing work, so that was good. But it was different. It was a different kind of holiday. And here I am, Rip Van Winkle, reawakened after all these months of non-podcasting and non-bobcasting. But now I'm back. It's time for a new Bobcast. You know, I think I might just change the title of this. I really want to change the title of the podcast. That's one of the reasons, I'll be honest with you, that's one of the reasons why I sort of like slipped away, because I wasn't really happy with the general format of the show. I felt that it needed an injection of new ideas and changes, and I wish I could say that those things are coming right now, but they're not. I don't have it all figured out yet, but one of those changes will be a change in title, I think. Though, you know, I've got the introverted exhibitionist set up all over the, you know, podcasting continuum, so that could be a problem, changing the name at this point. But I think I might do that. I don't know. Bobcast isn't bad, unless it's been taken. It's probably been taken. Everything's been taken these days. It's one of the things about living in this day and age. With the internet and everything else, everything has been taken. So it's really a good time for a really highly creative person with weird sensibilities, because you really need to come up with unique ideas and names and unique concepts and things like that in order to stand out, in order to just have a website or a blog or a podcast with a name that, you know, that hasn't been taken by 50 other people before you, and without just affixing a number at the end, you know, like Bobcast 001 or whatever. Anyway, I'm back. It's great to see you guys. Well, to talk to you guys. I'm glad you're all here, and I'm glad we're together and hanging in there. And like I said, I've been very busy with the writing and publishing. Right now, the big project, well, one of the big projects, the one that's in release at the moment, is a story bundle, right? It's from storybundle.com, and it's called the Space Opera Odyssey Story Bundle, okay? And it's a real great bundle of ebooks. I've got to tell you, if you like space opera, man, you're going to love this one. This is a great bundle. It really is. So many good books by so many good authors. I've got stuff in there from Kevin J. Anderson, Dean Wesley Smith, Christine Catherine Rush, Annie Reed, Ron Collins, Blaise Ward, Robert Chichon, well, me, Leah Cutter. Who else? I know there are more. My God, I'm blanking on the last few. But there are 10 books in this set, and it is really a good set. The covers are beautiful. The contents are beautiful and exciting, and it's really, really a great bundle. And the cool thing about story bundles, you can pay what you want, you know. You can get, like, a basic set, right? There's, like, a regular set, and then there's a bonus set of ebooks, and you can get one or both. And so, you know, you have to pay a little bit more to get the bonus set. But in my opinion, it's worth it. Oh, I know. Mike Barron's in there, too. He has a Nexus novel. If you're a comic book fan and your memory goes back to the 1980s, you're familiar with Nexus. It was like the premier space opera comic of the 80s. It was an indie comic as well. So it was groundbreaking in multiple ways. And it was written by this guy, Mike Barron. And he's in the set as well. He has a Nexus novel. Oh, it's just a great set. I can't recommend it highly enough, and not just because my book's in there. I would want this set of books, even if I didn't have a book in there. Anyway, I'm curating this particular story bundle, so it's a little bit near and dear to my heart, but I am just in love with it. It's a really solid thing, so get out there and check it out. The website is storybundle.com, and I think the actual location of this is storybundle.com/space. But if you just go to storybundle.com, you'll see the Space Opera Odyssey on the homepage, and you can just click on that. Or it might be displayed immediately on the homepage as soon as you link to it. Anyway, I highly recommend it. Check it out. It's very cheap. And also, the contents are great. And a portion of your proceeds goes to a charity, in this case, Able Gamers, which helps people who are challenged to enjoy the magic of gaming in their lives. And it's a great cause. So you just check it out, all right? Story Bundle, Space Opera Odyssey. Now, I also have a story in a new book, which is out from Leah Cutter. It's called Unexpected Heroines, right? Unexpected Heroines. And it has one of my stories in it, and it's called Ollie and the Designated Bitch, right? And it's really a cool story about an unusual situation with a character who serves as a designated victim, right? Or, you know, she goes out and so other people don't have to deal with unpleasant situations. She goes out and deals with them on their behalf. But she gets into a situation in which something good happens, but then somebody nasty gets involved, hence the title of the story, and this person makes her life miserable. Anyway, this is a really interesting story. I hope you'll check it out. It's called Unexpected Heroines. And I have another project that I'd like to mention. And it has, until now, remained a secret. And I mean a top secret. I didn't want anybody to know about this one because, you know, until recently, it wasn't a definite go. But it is by far my most exciting current project. Ooh, it's good. It's so cool. When I tell you about this project, you're going to be like, wow, dude, I can't wait to read this. It's going to be so great. And I'll be like, I know, right? It's really cool. And it's I'll tell you about it in a little bit. But first, I'd like to introduce you to one of my interns. As you may or may not know, I work with a team of interns year-round, basically, with a few gaps here and there. And these interns come from colleges and universities across the country and even around the world. Currently, I have interns from numerous colleges working with me, including New York University and University of Chicago, University of Virginia, and University of New York in Abu Dhabi. True story. And also University of Pittsburgh. And that's where this first intern hails from. Her name is Ingrid Miller. She's an exceptionally awesome intern, and she has a few things to talk with you about. I thought you'd like to hear what she has to say. So in the spirit of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast, I'm going to hand the reins over to Ingrid and let her talk to you for a minute or so, and then I'll pop back in. Take it away, Ingrid.
Hi there. My name is Ingrid Miller, and ever since I can remember, I've loved stories. Ever since I was a kid, I've read anything that wasn't nailed down. Mystery, fantasy, nonfiction, anything. I loved seeing the ways stories are formulated, and the ways authors can bring people, places, and narratives to life. I enjoy creative writing in my free time, mostly poetry, and when I have more experience and works completed, I would love to publish. I may be interested in sharing my own works one day, but before that, I'm interested in entering the professional sphere of publishing. I want to work in this sphere because I enjoy the building process of stories, the tropes and the story arcs and the pacing that make a book great. My dream job would be to work in children's publishing, either in an editorial or a marketing role. Above all, I want to help authors get their books to audiences who will enjoy them.
Thank you, Ingrid. Nice job. As I said, Ingrid's one of the interns currently on staff at Pi Press Publishing, my company. And she's been doing an exceptional job. I also have a couple of other interns who've been working with me. Actually, we had a big staff this time around. We had 11 interns on staff at Pi Press. 11 interns. That's a lot of people. And two of them were based in Abu Dhabi, which made for some interesting logistics, right? Because we had to, we had weekly meetings of the team, and yet the people in Abu Dhabi were numerous hours distant from us and a lot of time zones away. So they couldn't, like when we were having our meetings, it was 3 a.m. in Abu Dhabi in the Middle East. So we had to make special arrangements to get a recorded version of the meeting to them. And it was interesting, but it worked out really well. I had a great team this time around. And in fact, I have another recording from an intern who I thought you might like to hear from. Her name is Sylvie Arnold. And she was again one of the interns this semester at Pi Press Publishing. And I'm going to let her tell you a couple of things, and then we'll get back here, and I'll tell you a little bit about that special, surprise, awesome secret project that I haven't been willing to talk about until this podcast, right? Maybe I should have led with that. I should have started the podcast with that. Too late now. I'm not going to re-record the whole thing. But anyway, here's Sylvie Arnold, so enjoy.
Hi, I'm Sylvie Arnold. I'm a 19-year-old student at the University of Virginia. I'm in my second year and majoring in English. I've been writing my whole life. I love it. I love telling stories. When I was 9, I was published, my poetry was published in a small book just for young poets. But even before then and ever since then, I have been in love with words and in love with telling stories. And I hope to keep doing that my entire life.
You know, one of the cool things about working with student interns is that it shows me how many really cool budding writers are out there. There are a lot of really talented young people who are just getting started, who have just a deep love of reading and writing. And I got to tell you, in this day and age, that's a pretty good thing because not everybody is a huge fan of reading books. And there are a lot of statistics, which I can't quote. Oh, my God, I'm sounding like somebody else I know. You know, people are saying people aren't reading as much these days. And I have nothing to back that up. But trust me, I've read it. I've heard it. So it's really cool to talk to people and to work with people who do love reading and writing and want to be a part of the publishing industry and the great tradition, the great literary traditions of our country and of the world. So it's pretty cool. I was really excited to work with this team, and can't wait to get the next team in there and see what they have to offer as well. I've got some really cool interns coming up, so I'll make sure that I fill you in on them when the time comes. But in the meantime, let's get around to that secret project that I mentioned earlier. Yes, I'm gonna break the seal of secrecy. I'm going to open the secret envelope. Hold on. Okay. All right, I'm going to pull out the secret letter. Here we go. And okay, I've unfolded it, and here it is. The secret project is a sequel to War and Peace by Leonard. No, that's not it. It's a book about the guy who co-created Spider-Man. It's true. His name is Steve Ditko. You might or might not have heard of him. And Steve was originally from my hometown, where I currently live, the town of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. And unfortunately, Steve is no longer with us. But his family wanted to put together a book to talk about Steve as a person, what his personal life was like, what he was like, and to show the world just how great a guy he was and how interesting he was and complex, and to dispel some of the myths about him. So we're working together to put this book together, and I've been interviewing family members and friends of Steve's and just coming up with great material. I mean, some of these interviews are just incredible, I have to say. Steve really was an interesting guy, and there's so much more depth to him than anybody who's familiar with his work might be aware of. In other words, what I'm trying to say is he was a deep thinker, right? He was very engaged in philosophical pursuits. He was really a strong supporter of objectivism, right? And he was also really engaged in his work, you know, and developing his illustrations and graphic storytelling, in really thoughtful and unique, captivating ways. But not everybody knows what he was like as just a normal guy. And I've got to say, he's a really fascinating subject for a book. He had lots of layers, lots of levels. And it really was a great guy. And I can't wait to keep working on this book. I've got more interviews coming up this weekend and lots more after that. So I'm happy to announce that we're hoping to get it launched in 2021. We're thinking, well, the ideal time would be mid-2021, but it might be a little bit later in the year. These are things that are still kind of up in the air. But I wanted to mention it because it's a really cool project. And I'll try to fill you in as I go because, you know, it's an exciting project. And Steve's a guy who accomplished so much, both as the co-creator of Spider-Man and Doctor Strange, and also as the creator and the co-creator of loads of other characters for the comics, for comic books. He left a huge cultural imprint, a huge impression on the world, has lots and lots of fans, and deservedly so. But he doesn't always get enough credit, I think, for what he's done and the kind of guy he was. So I just can't wait to bring his story to the world, and it's going to be an exciting project. So stay tuned for more details on that in days to come and podcasts to come, okay? Whatever the podcast ends up being called, Bobcast or whatever. That's actually pretty good. I kind of like that, Bobcast. Sort of like Bobcat, but maybe Bobcat Goldthwait already has something like that. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Hard to say. Anyway, we're now at that part of the podcast where we usually talk about some kind of very deep final thought related to writing and publishing. I have to say right now, the thing that is most engaging to me as a writer is a variety, right? Variety of projects. And I know there are lots of writers out there who focus in on one series, one set of characters that does well, that strikes a chord with an audience, and they develop that for a long time, and they create this massive series of books, this massive novelscape that people can just dig into and live and inhabit and love, you know. And you know, I would like to do that. It'd be nice to create something like that. But I have to say, my temperament tends to lead me down multiple paths that are not always focused on a single series. And you know, this is something that's not necessarily the best thing commercially, because people tend to want to buy series, and they tend to like to read about the same characters from book to book. They identify them, they connect with them. And so it's probably best to write series. And I think a lot of other authors and publishers have proven this over the years. There's a real strong school of thought that that's the way to go. Write series. But I like to write different things. I don't know. I get engaged by different ideas, and I like to write in different forms. So sometimes I like to write fiction. Sometimes I like to write nonfiction. Sometimes it's long fiction. Sometimes short fiction. Sometimes very short fiction. The most recent thing that I wrote, in fact, was a piece of flash fiction that was, oh my goodness, what was it? It's like 1,000 words. And it was a bizarre thing. It was a really bizarre story, but I just had such a good time writing it, you know? And sometimes I get frustrated because I don't stick to series all the time, and I don't stay on track necessarily. I diverge. I am working on a series right now. It is true, a science fiction series, a Starbarian saga, and I'm 2 books in. But, you know, right now, instead of writing book 3, I'm working on other things. I should be working on book 3. So that's the way I work. That's the way I roll, man. And it's not a bad thing. It's how I am. I think if my livelihood was dependent on my fiction writing, and I was still writing this and that and the other thing, maybe that would be an issue. But I have a day job, and so I like to focus on different things that bring me joy when it comes to writing. So I guess what I'm saying is, if you as a writer tend to stray down manifold paths, and you like to explore different ideas and different forms and try different things, and you get excited by that, it's not a bad thing. Okay, if you're reading a lot online about everybody has to write series and you have to get as many books out as possible, it has to be a book a month, and if you're not doing that, if you're not doing everything a certain way, you know, then you're not going to succeed. Well, you know, there are different definitions of success, and I think that if you're writing something that brings you joy and that you are able to create in a unique way with your unique voice, bringing your unique point of view to the world, then I think that you're a huge success. And I think that's really what it comes down to in the end, right? Because money goes away. And then you're left with your accomplishment. You're left with the joy or the drudgery. And, you know, I guess drudgery's not always a bad thing, but joy is a lot more fun. So if you really enjoy writing, you know, crazy little sestinas that are set in the, you know, some kind of alternate reality, or if your thing is just, you know, haiku series that are focused on the thoughts of a fox in an alternate reality, or whatever, you know, if it's something that brings you joy, then don't worry too much about the mapped out pathways that you read about online that seem to be the only path to success. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. So that's our final thought for this edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast. Thank you for joining me. I was really happy to talk to you again. You wouldn't believe how many times I tried to get this podcast restarted, by the way. This is my God, but it's been 2 months, and I, so many nights I came into my office and I said, this is the night I'm going to start it up again. I'm going to do an edition of The Introverted Exhibitionist. And I just didn't get to it for one reason or another. But I'm happy to say we got one in this time. And I'm going to definitely do a 20th edition at some point, hopefully sometime soon. because you can't not do the 20th. So if I do decide to change things up and go with a different title and whatever, we're still going to do the 20th episode no matter what. Maybe I'll try to reformat it, though. I think I'm in a mood to try something different with this. But I hope you enjoyed this. And remember, you can find me online all over the darn place, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and you name it. I'm on all these social media. Look for my name, Robert Jeschonek. You can also find my website online. Of course, it's the only place you will find a website, of course. My website is bobscribe.com. Spell it like it sounds, bobscribe.com. And on that site, you'll find a way to subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that because that's a fun project. It comes out about once a month, and it'll get you up to date on all the latest publishing news related to me and my company, Pied Press, and all the different projects that I'm working on. And you can also subscribe to, you can also join the Roberts Readers Group on Facebook. That's a good idea. I put up free books and stories for your enjoyment. And there are a lot of great people in that group, so I encourage you to jump on board there when you get a chance. Remember the story bundle, Space Opera Odyssey. It's on sale until December 10th. It's on sale until December 10th. Believe me, you want this story bundle. It's freaking awesome. I forgot to mention, it has a second book in my series in it. Starbarian Saga, Book 2, Horde's Power, which is a sequel to Book 1, which was Horde's Conquest. I think that's what it was. No, Horde's Challenge. And, you can't get that book anywhere else, probably for like a year, because I'm going to hold off to release the series until I have six books. And as I just said a few minutes ago, I like to write all kinds of crazy stuff so I don't stay on track with my series the way I should. So it'll be a while before the whole series comes out. So you want to get this story bundle because it's a fun book. Lots of action, really cool characters. I had a lot of fun writing it. So check it out. So that's it for this edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you next time for the 20th episode. I got to figure out some kind of spectacular thing to do. I got to figure it out. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'm going to come up with something. In the meantime, remember, whatever you love most, keep on doing it as long as it doesn't hurt anybody. If you love to write, then keep on writing. If you love to draw, keep on drawing. If you're a musician, keep on making music. Whatever it is, keep on doing it because creativity is what brings meaning and heartfelt connection to life. And I just, there's nothing else like it. And so I hope you'll do that. And anyway, that's all I have to say this time around. Good night from Planet Bob and the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast.